A good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we are turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Big thank you to our series sponsors, our dear friends Mandy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschus V'chai Rukhva, Tzipora Fredo, memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Siben David Aryeh. And there is the siren. It is time to get ready for Shabbos. We continue Rav Itcher Meyer, who has been walking us through Motzei Shabbos, that really the next Shabbos begins on Motzei Shabbos. We tend to think it's Friday, it's Wednesday, but it's Motzei Shabbos. It is Motzei Shabbos. V'lachein acharei sheShabbos atzma chizakn v'sakari. So this on Motzei Shabbos, or on Shabbos, we reestablish and we reaffirm the core shakol zerak or Hashem Yisbarach. Shabbos, we disconnect from the distractions, the to-do list, the technology, and we remember what's important. V'akol batel lefanav. We nullify, we relinquish everything. 6 days a week, we try to be in charge. We try to be in control. We try to overpower. We try to control and manipulate and conquer. And one day a week, Shabbos, we submit and surrender to Him, to Hashem. So on the one hand, we find this balance, the yin and the yang. As a nivra, as a member of creation, on the one end, there's passive and submissive. Hashem is in charge, Hashem is in control, everything is Hashem. On the other hand, we are returning to the part of the week where as a nivra, as a member of creation, we're not just spectators, we're not just passive, we're not just submissive, but being created from Hashem, we also have our own power, our own energy, the own difference that we make. We have to go out and conquer the world. And therefore we say in Avdala, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. Avdala is such a beautiful tefillah. So many are in such a rush to put a check next to saying it so they can go on with their Motzei Shabbos activity, but linger and marinate in the words of Avdala. They're so beautiful. Hamavdil Hashem, you are the one who distinguishes ben Kodesh Lachol. Umachrizen, we announce Yesh Kodesh V'Yesh Chol. There's such a thing as holy, there's such a thing as mundane. There's such a thing as elevated, and there's such a thing as the regular. Yesh Pnimius, Yesh Chitzonius. There is the inner and there is the outer. Even though really we know, we acknowledge and we submit that all week long, internally, what's driving everything is Hashem, His light, His power, His energy. But Hashem chooses to reveal Himself in many ways, in many manners. And one of the ways He reveals Himself is holiness. So we can find Hashem through the holy, and we find Hashem through the mundane. We find Hashem through the elevated, and we find Hashem when we are at the base. We have to be able to connect and find Hashem not only in one, but in all of these ways. And therefore, we have to appreciate and acknowledge and affirm Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lachol. There's a difference between the two. V'sod Metzias HaNivraim. And that is the secret of what it means to be a member of the Nivraim, to be a member of those who are created. It says, Rav Itcher Meyer, says the B'yam Derechecha and Shabbos, Tzorach Ladas Es Mikomo, we have to know our place, V'chashivuso V'tafkido Shal Kol Sug His Galus. Hashem reveals Himself in different ways, at different times, at different places, in different moments in our life. We have to know the difference between Shabbos and Chol, Yontif and Shabbos. There are different ways of connecting, different invitations, different opportunities to connect Hashem in these different ways. We find Hashem when we're conquering the world. We find Hashem when we're in a world of malacha, of work and toil and effort. But we also find Hashem in a place and in a world of rest, in a world of abstinence, in a world of refraining, in a world of peace and passiveness. All week long, we act as if it's up to us, and Shabbos we let go and we remember it's all up to Him. We surrender to Him. It's all only meaningful if we know the difference between the two. That's why the next Erev Shabbos begins on Motzei Shabbos. We only appreciate the value of Shabbos when we're Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. It's when we have to come off of vacation. It's when the family reunion is over. It's when we have to say goodbye to children and grandchildren. It's when we are leaving Shabbos that we appreciate just how special it is. HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. But alas, that's our effort, that's our work. In both of those arenas, in both of those spheres, we have to find our way. We have to find our way. We have to hear our inner voice. We have to discover who we are. Because all week long, we do work, not as a concession. You know, it's been pointed out, we've mentioned, Shesha Shamim Taseh Melacha. 6 days we do work, the seventh day is holy. Hashem rested on the seventh day. So Hashem could have rested all 7 days. Why did He do work 6 days? It was a precedent. It was a lesson for all of us. That work is not just a concession. Work is not just a reality. We do it because we have to. Work is a value. We value the effort, the initiative, the work. We value the toil. We value in realizing and growing our potential. So that work is one of the ways that we emulate Hashem. We find Hashem in being like Him in working, and we find Hashem in being like Him and resting, and we need both parts and both components. We need to go from the weekday, and the first bracket that takes us, the transition point, is Kiddush, that brings us to Shabbos. But then equally, we can't have Shabbos forever. If it were only Shabbos, then there'd be no Shabbos. That would be everything. And that is in the world to come. That's in the next life. In this world, this is not the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. We go from a Shabbos back into a weekday, back into a place of work. We have to find Hashem in both places. But you know, in that place of work, in that place of avoda, it's easy to forget Him. It's hard to see Him. It's easy to be distracted and confused by what matters and what's most important. It's easy to forget who we could be and the difference we can make in the life we're meant to lead. In our parsha, that's the Jewish people suffer. Moshe says, they don't listen to me, they don't hear me. Mikotzer ruach me'avodah kasha, shortness of breath and the hard work. When we're running and doing and conquering, then it's hard. It's hard to remember the most important things in the world. It's hard to hear the message. It can't get through, even when it's a Moshe Rabbeinu who's saying it. Because when we feel there's so much noise, and there's so much activity, and there's so much busyness, it's hard. It's hard. So Shabbos comes and we press pause. Shabbos comes and we press mute. Shabbos comes and we lower the volume. Shabbos comes and we create some margin, some space to think, to be, to exist. Shabbos comes and we're able to rediscover who we are. We're able to recommit to the best of who we're meant to be. And then we take that, and with Havdalah, we bring that and we go back into the weekday. And in the weekday, there's Kotzer Ruach. In the weekday, there's Avodah Kasha. In the weekday, it's easy to lose ourselves again. So we have to regroup and we have to go back into a Shabbos, disconnect to connect, and then we take that and go back. So there's this yin and yang, there's this rhythm of our life, the weekday and Shabbos, the weekday and Shabbos, and we need both, and both are important. Kiddush at the beginning and Havdalah at the end. And now Rav Yitzchak continues, V'lachein, osin od Havdalah alakos. We don't just say Havdalah in our davening, atachon antanu, which we do, or someone who's at home says Baruch Hamavdim in Kodesh Lachol, if they're not going to be saying Marav. But we also say Havdalah alakos. We say Havdalah on a cup of wine. Ki b'Havdalah shebetfilah mezgalah shetzarch ladas, shegam besoch hachitzonius yesh or Hashem yisbarach. In the Havdalah in our davening, we're saying, Hashem, I know that even in the mundane, even in the workday, even in what appears to be chol, chul, and secular, Hashem, you're there too. Elashu b'char lios mustar, Hashem, you're more hidden there. You're more revealed in a Shabbos, but you're more hidden in a weekday, but we have to go through that work too. But now we want to add another point. Hashem reveals Himself and we are Nivra in two ways. We have to know internally that really everything's from Him, but externally that we are His agents, that we are His advocates, that we have a mission to conquer the world, to repair the world, to redeem the world. So on the one hand, there's passivity and submission. Hashem, I'm just a creation. I'm just an extension of You. You're in charge. You're in control. On the other, but You did create me. You created me for a reason, for a mission, for a purpose. I need to go conquer the world. I need to go change the world. I need to go redeem the world. And says Rav Yitzchak Meir, this is what the wine of Havdalah are all about. Ki yayin yesh bo resicha. Everything is the light. Where does the wine come from? Inside the grape. The grape is squeezed, and then what is better, the juice comes out. It's an improvement. Really, the purpose of the grape is the wine that is the betterment. When it comes to every other fruit, when you get the juice, you make a shahakal. Grape, olives, but grapes are the only one that when you squeeze, what you get out is more precious, more valuable, more rich, and therefore the Boi Priya Gafan, it gets its own bracha. We have to squeeze out of us that inner knowledge, that inner commitment, that inner passion, that inner energy to devote and dedicate ourselves, to be those advocates, to be the shlichim, to be those agents of Hashem in this world that is symbolized in the depth of what the wine, what the yayin really is all about. Wishing you a happy, a healthy, a holy, and a beautiful Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kedesh. Kavod Shabbos. turn this Friday into Erev Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.